Let's learn now. We're in the middle of here. Let's now go to the Rav. Let's see if the Rav over here says over here. The Tachta, we did it already. Fine. No, let's do the Rav again on page 100. It says over here in the Rav, the reason why we're going to make it over here is even if the amount of water that goes that does the hashak is the sa'ar is going to be good. Let's say the alien was less than alien choser mikashir ba lachshuwa yayidei hashaka lashlima l'kashir. Let's say the alien was less than 40 saw. You want to go do hashaka. Then you need to have kishifayferes hanoid. Ayidei hashaka lashlima l'kashir in da hashaka kishar da afidu rabbi yehuda the mekel tvei bebirik beiz the gidden boy tvei vechal nachs latviach yini tvei vechal nachs latviach. Let's say picture number 121. Picture number 121 is going to explain this principle. The picture over here says, Mikveh Choseh Shebetzad Mikveh Moleh. We have two mikvahs, Mikveh Choseh Shebetzad Moleh, Imamayim Mashikim V'noigim Me'al HaDoifen. If the Mayim kiss V'noigim Me'al HaDoifen, Shebein HaMikvahs, Nasa HaChoseh M'chubel L'mikveh HaMoleh V'yichom L'tbubay L'chom Tzoch Shea B'mayim Shal Gabi HaMechitza Oivek Kiklibas HaShom. Mikvahs HaShom, Rabbi Yehuda Dai Sheyia B'mayim Oivek Tefach. Okay, and here we're requiring even less.
Need some type of mechitza at all. I mean, according to Chacham, you need a mashu of a mechitza. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't even need a mechitza.
What do you need a mechitza? You need water. You need a chibur. Each two sections is less.
But just of the water itself, as opposed to agave and mechitza, ovei keklipa sashum. Meaning that you need. All right. That the water has to be.
The water has to have a thickness. The water that connects the two to make it kosher. You want to go. You have two bodies of water. Each one is less than 40 saw, and you want to be mechaber them to make a kosher mikvah. Yeah, let's say you have 20 in one, 20 in the other. It's not over here. It's showing you. Let's say you have over here. Let's say it's not the same proportion. Each one is less than a kohen. You need one kohen. So what's the shear over here? The shear is either keklibus hashuma tafecha v'nas latviach. And here we're saying you don't even need that. All you need is a kechut ha-sa'ara. So we learned yesterday there are three different madregot. Kechut ha-sa'ara is the smallest. Then comes tefech al-nas latviach, and then comes koivei hashom. Those are the three madregos. And that's exactly what we're doing over here. So here you need to have at least a larger shear. But when it comes to our case on page 101, you go back to page 101. There, you have to have even less, even kechut hasara. There are three different levels. Chut hasara is the lowest, tefech amnas latfiach, and then comes keklipas hashom. So the only time there's a machlekes, do you need keklipas hashom or tefech amnas latfiach? That's on page 102, when you come into mechaber two bodies of water, which each one has less than the shiur of a mikvah. And you want to bring them together to make the requisite shiur. But let's say we have already two kosher mikvahs. We want to be mechaber the top to the bottom. Then all you need is a chut hasa'or, which is even less. That's the whole thing in the picture. On the bottom caption, it says mikveh choser shu posel ben ha'toyra. If mikveh choser, that's posel ben ha'toyra. V'tzoch b'hashkoser shiur klipas hashom lachachamim or shiur tefech amnas latviach l'Rabbi Yehuda. Av mikveh shal 40 saw ma'im shuvim shuhu posel ben rabbanan. But a shiur mikveh that's only posel ben rabbanan. Because they're already 40 saw. It's only rabbanan. Dail boy b'hashaka shal oyveh sara. V'chein kishehu ma mikveh choser kosher v'hashaka rak kol oit shehu mechubel l'mikveh shalem. Nochemol. V'chein kishehu mikveh choser kosher v'hashaka rak kol oit shehu mechubel l'mikveh shalem. V'ilu kishehim mayim shuvim dai v'hashaka shemit chila. Then another nafgamina. That if you have two mikvois, each one is less than 40 saw, and you want to make them kosher, the hashaka must be maintained. You must maintain the hashaka. But if you have a mikvah of mayim shuvim, a 40 saw, and then you have a kosher megashamim, you only need to do hashaka for a moment to bring the two together, and then you can let go. Okay, very good. So we did over here the Rav with the picture. Now let's see the Mefarshim. We did the Mefarshim a little bit. Afilu kisaara. Let's finish up kisaara. Let's go back to page 101. 101, this little last part that we finish this Mishnah. We have the tablet. Page 101 on the bottom. Afilu kisaara. Davka b'sh'uvim dai b'sh'yushku b'roichav sara. Why? Midyeish, since some say, Shafilu kulan sh'uvim, because some are of the opinion. Shafilu kulam shuvim im einem mechunasim bechli kashedim idereisa letzvila. Ome hai taima, the hashakazu, therefore, according to this reason, the hashakazu shuvim mishnah seinu, this hashak in our mishnah, af al gav the havi kitafras, chashvin le chibur, it's going to be gesunte heit, this shuvim, aval bot. What does that mean? He's saying a new din, no picture to explain this. And Mahayu Panasti Loyal Lamala Nigula, it was exposed. The Havi Kin Nifritsu Zela Zeh. Then it's Nifritsu. Then Tsarek Alkoponim Roichav Hashoka, by Mayim Lamayim Kishaferis Hanoi, the Goiva, in a Hayat Kiklipas Hashom. Then you have to have. So going back to the picture before he's saying a new din, he's saying if it's Nigula, page 101, he's coming over here to make a differentiation. I have no idea what he's saying. I don't know what he's saying over here. He's saying that this case of the siloin, this case of the siloin, you only need to have chut hasara because it's the top of the siloin is not megule. But if it was megule, then you have to have keklipas hashon. I don't know what he's talking about. It's not Megula, it's not Megula. I mean, it's not Megula. It's on an angle? It's on an angle, he means? What does he mean it's not Megula? It's on an angle? Mew.
Meaning at the very top, if it's not touching, if the ceiling is not touching.
That's what it means. If it's not just standing straight up, it's not touching it, so then you can, okay, maybe that's what it means. I hear what you're saying. In Mahayu Penea Siloin Lamala Megula, it's megula, it's not touching, fine. Tahave ki nifritsu zelozeh, that becomes like a new din, where it's nifrat. Sarech al kaponim roichav hashaka, the width of the hashaka, bein mayim lamayim, kish shifaferes hanoit.
Right, meaning that you're talking about the hole that has to be in between. You have to make the hole now to make hashaka.
No hole. He's not talking about a hole. He's talking about taking the pipe. He seems to be saying that the pipe is not in the position. We have over here on page 101, in picture 120, there's a unique position the way the pipe is presented. The pipe is leaning on an angle in a certain way. So in this situation, all you need is, you just need there to be kechut ha-sa'ara. But he's saying that if the pipe was positioned in a different angle, I'm not sure, I don't understand what he means, in a different angle, then it's not going to be enough to have kechut ha-sa'ara. You're going to need to have klipas hashom. Miyu, imhoi p'nei asilo l'malo megule d'havid megule, d'havid k'nifritzu zelazeh, whatever that means, I don't know what that means by that. Sarach al kolpanim roichav hashaka bein mayim l'mayim kesheres hanoid begoiva klipas hashom. And by the way, yeah.
That's in the hole. That's in the hole that you're creating. The goiva klipas hashom is the hole that you're creating.
What are you creating? What hole are you creating? You're not creating any hole over here.
Where is there a hashaka?
The siloin is the hashaka. The siloin is the hashaka.
The siloin is not touching. The ceiling is not getting water from the top mikvah.
Yes, it is. Look at the picture.
No, that isn't in this picture we have. But that's not the scenario that he's talking about.
I think what he means over here is that if the siloin, you really said it, if it's in this picture, picture 120, the siloin is making physical contact with the edge of the wall. Let's say you would push it away a little bit. It wasn't making physical contact. It was just standing straight. It was on the bottom, it's connected to the lower mikvah. But on the top, it's just standing. It got stuck. It's standing. It's anchored. It's anchored very well in the bottom mikvah. Somehow it's held in place. And it's not touching. It's not touching the top. So that in that case, that is there. Everyone's going to agree that the aperture, the opening of the pipe has to be klipas hashum, and the height above it must. The opening must be kishaferes hanoid, and the height must. This is the previous mishnayos we had before. Must be. Yeah, we never discussed. We never discussed so far. We had never ever mentioned what is the opening, the diameter of the siloin, which basically means it can be a mashu. So far, when we talk about the siloin, how big is the siloin? What is the diameter? It's mashu, even a mashu. It's not the size of kishifaferes hanoid. It's not the size of a shifaferes hanoid. You have a siloin. It's a very misleading picture. You have a siloin. What's the size? It can be a mashu shev mashu. There's water flowing from top to bottom. So there are two things. Number one, what is the diameter of the siloin? Number two, what is the water level above the siloin? So the siloin is a mashuhu in diameter. How much water is above the siloin? The smallest shiur, a chut hasa'ara, which is less than taifeach al nas latfiach, and certainly less than the other shiur, which was kikli b'sashun. But if this pipe, you just move it a mashahu to the side and it's not making physical contact with the actual wall, then this pipe becomes like a tube going from one mikvah, like a modern day mikvah, where you go from the sauna to the bar. And then you need to have an opening that has a diameter of kishifaferes hanoid, period. Now, being that it's going upwards, so we learned before, when you want to make that connection, you have to have the width on top of it. In addition to the pipe being kishaferes hanoid in diameter, the height has to be the most chomerdik shear of the shear of kiklipas hashum, like in picture 121, on top. If it's going in the wall itself, like we do today in the modern day mikvah, then the roichav is irrelevant. The only thing, because it's submerged and it's in the wall, then the only thing you need is that the opening should be the width of kishifaferes hanoid. But here you need two zachen. Number one, you need the pipe should be kishifaferes hanoid in diameter. Number two, the water must rise up on top of the pipe, similar to picture 121, the shear of kiklipas hashum, the mochomer deka shear. Miu, imhayu pene hasiloin, lamala migule. I think what it means to say is that it's not touching the wall. It's just standing up. So very nice. You have now a pipe that's standing up from the lower mikvah to the higher mikvah. And you want to be mechaberit. You want to be mechaberit. Then the only way it's going to work is if you have, number one, the pipe itself has to be opening a width of kishifaferes hanoid, and the amount of water, that water level, the height has to be like in picture 121. I don't know, something like that.
So, it's not touching. I see. Okay, fine. So basically, you have like a periscope from a submarine,
right?
You have like a periscope that's sticking up and out, right? So it's not touching the wall,
right?
So if you wanted it to be,
right?
You want to be mashing this mikvah, so then the size, so the opening of the periscope on top has to be a different size, it has to be Kishon first, I know. Begova Klipa Sashom, and the water on top of that has to be Klipa Sashom. Right? The water over the water on top of the peristyle.
Correct.
Because I first thought that when it said Nifritsu, I thought it meant you turn back to page 99 and look at the picture of 118. I thought that that's what was required. That you have
all
to
you need there is kishon. You don't need anything on top. There's not shaykh there to have a three or machlekes if you need keklipas hashom or tofech al nas latfiach or kisara. In that picture 118, the whole thing is not shaykh. The only thing that's relevant in that picture is that the opening and the whole should be kishafer sanoit. There's nothing.
Whereas before, we did not require kishafer sanoit. We did not require kishuf
first. And the height above. Oh, right. Exactly. We do not. Exactly. We do not.
So I thought once the thing is pointing upright, then you have to drill a hole in the middle.
Once it's pointing upright, you have to a hole in the middle. But then what do you need then? If it's pointing upwards, what do you need? What do you need then? A klipas hashom. Where then does klipas hashom tofech al naslat piach and kichud asar become relevant? In picture 118, there's no relevancy regarding klipas hashom tofech al naslat piach and chud asar. That machlokes, that three-way machlokes, has zero relevancy in picture 118. Because there you have two mikvahs, each one has less than 40 so, where you want to bring them together. So then you need to have a hole in between. The hole in between is submerged in the water, and as long as it's a diameter of kishuf aferes hanoid, you're done. Here we're not discussing a hole in between two walls, we're discussing of your tube. A tube will be mechaber. The diameter of the tube does not need to be kishuf aferes hanoid. And the amount of height above. What?
Why do you even need a tube?
Because the bottom mikvah is not kosher. Well, the top mikvah is not. The top mikvah is not kosher. You want to be mechaber them. Look at the picture, 120. Mikvah el yoinu bo mem so mayim shuvim. The purpose of the tube is to make the top mikvah kosher.
Now I'm throwing the picture of 121. The picture of 121.
Yeah.
That's the case of Ikram Mefarshim, right? That's the case of Ikram Mefarshim.
No, 121 is it's not the Ikram Mefarshim. 121 is the picture of the Rav. 121 is the Asin Akasha. Why is it that elsewhere there's a machlokes that the amount of height above, there's amount of height. Over here, our Mishnah says the height above is a chut ha-sa'ara. In picture 120, the height is chut ha-sa'ara. In picture 121, there's a machlokes. You need more. Either tofech al nas latfiach, or you need kiklubis hashom. What's the chilek? Why here do you need more? Is the machlokes the chacham Rabbi Yehuda? And here, everyone says, oh, no problem. All you need is the chut ha-sa'ara. So he answers, because in picture number 121, you don't even have a kosher mikvah. Each one of these two bodies of water is less than 40 saw. You're coming to create a kosher mikvah. When you're coming to create a kosher mikvah, that's the machlekes. Do you need tefech al nas latfiach or do you need keklibas hashom? But in picture number 120, the picture, you're not coming to join together two bodies of water to make 40 saw. You have 40 saw mayim shuvim on top. 40 saw mayim shuvim on top is a kosher mikvah bidrabanan. You don't even need rainwater. According to this man, the Yamar. So what do you need? What are you doing hashaka for? A chumra in order to go make, in order to do hashaka. Oh, so since you anyway have 40 saw, it's only shuvim, it's only midrabanan, so you can be lenient. You don't need to have, you want to take a sea line, which is a diameter of nothing, and you want to connect the two together. So you don't need it to come above the chumra dikashuv, ketafecha nasal tviach, or klibas hashum. It's going to be dayenu, if it's going to be kechot ha-sa'ara.
So let's read the Ikram Mefarshim then from Avodat Zarah, Mikvah Chaser. Right. So that case, Avodat Zarah, Mikvah Chaser, Lamay Machayim, Lehechashiv Shlemo, right?
Sorry, Beashkasa, Kiluch Mayim, Kishveres, and Noid. But you want to go mitzayf and bigger chaser l'may
ma'achayim. What case is that? That's the case of what?
No, that's not this case. That's a different case. That case is like a case on picture 118. But now we have two kosher mikvahs. You don't have a kosher mikvah. Aval tzarich mikvah chaser l'may ma'achayim gli chashiv shleim tzarich b'hashkasoi kiluach a flow b'yashaka mayim water kish v'feres hanoit. This is picture 118. If you want to join together two bodies of water, each one has less than 40 saw. Make believe picture 118, each body of water has less than 40 saw. And the only way we're going to connect the two together is via a hole in the wall. Then the hole in the wall needs to be the diameter of Kishav Feres Hanoit.
Right.
Now he goes back to the Siloin. Now going to picture 120, correct. In 120, we have on the top a mikvah 40 saw. Problem, it's Shuvim. The bottom is 40 saw Gishamim. So we want to connect the two together to make the top one good. You don't really need to connect the two together. The top one anyway is really good midaraisa. It's only a chumr. So what do we say until now? What is the diameter of the chibur? Mashahu. How much space does it have to go on top? You don't need klibas hashum. You don't need tefech amas latviach. There are two leniencies over here. The tube does not have a diameter of kishuf eres hanoid, and the amount of water that's rising above the connection area is the smallest shear possible of chut ha'sa'ar. That's only because it's not called nigle. Now, I don't know what this means. I'm making up something. He's saying that, let's say the top of that tube was different. I don't know what he means different exactly. I don't know what he means, but it's not the way it is in the picture. The top of that tube is in a different matzav. So make believe for the sake of argument, just to the illustration, maybe make believe it means that it's not touching the wall. I'm making that up. I don't know if that's what he means. Miu imhayu paneas siloin lemala migule. I don't know what that means. Make believe. Make up something. Make up. When you don't know, have a good shear. You just say make up something. Migule. Tell them midrashim. It says in the medrash. You make up. Make up a baba maisa. Migule. Dahavu kinifritzu zeloze. Whatever that means. Oh, it's no longer in the picture. It's no longer like picture number 120. It's the same cast of characters. You have a mikvah on top that is 40 tzav shuvim. You have a mikvah on the bottom that's a kosher mikvah. And you have a tube. And the tube is going to do the chibur. But the tube is not the way it looks in the picture. There's something deficient. Oh, it's deficient. What is the deficiency? I do not know, but it's called megula. Then the law is that the tube must have a diameter of Kishifayferes Hanoid. Just like the hole on picture 118 has a diameter of Kishifayferes Hanoid. Number two, because the hole is vertical, the hole is not horizontal, and the way we're going to make the chibur is because there's an overflow of water, you're not going to be able to be soimich on the lenient shear of Kichut HaSa'ara. You're going to have to be machmir with the gresser shear of Kish of Klibas Hashem.
Good.
You hear what I'm saying?
Thank you. Yeah.
I don't really know what he means by this, but that's what he's saying over here. Meu im hoyu pnei asilon lamala megule da havik. Then it's like kinivitzu zelazeh, and then tzoich al kolpanim roichav hashaka bein mayim lamayim kish referes hanoid, the diameter. And the goy vaklibas hashum, then the hive must be more. Okay, that concludes the Mishnah. Let's see the tabla. Let's look now at the box. The box number 40. Mishnah. This is Mishnah Ches, right? Shnei shir hashoka be mikva shouv le mikva kosho. Shnei mikvayis elyon v'tachton. Oy shnei mikvayis afilu v'chokim zemizem. Echad shouv v'echad kosho. maybe siloin shel cheres, oy feres, oy etzem, oy eitz, oy zchukis, umchabes amikvoy zeleze. The kevan since shahoisa hashaka kichut hasaara. Once the hashaka is done kichut hasaara, okay, the mulin in shir hamikveh hashuuf chukshar. Why? Lefisha psul mayim shuuf behind the hinoi drabona. The kiluboy hashaka kichut hasaara. Belvaru vehashaka al yedei ketafreis. Two leniencies. Zwei leniencies. A leniency that they were calling a leniency we're calling of Ketafreis, and a leniency in the leniency of Kichut HaSa'ara. Good. Weiter. Mayim She'uvim. Okay, Mayim. We have over here Mayim next. Mayim She'uvim. Hanitanin Lemikva. Let's say.
That Ketafreis is only like a B'di'evet, you know? That you can be mashka through Ketafreis is only B'di'evet.
Correct. But in this case, right, Ketafreis is only no good. But in this case, we're going to be more lenient. Why are we going to be more lenient in this case? Because in this case, we're going to be more lenient in the case of the Ketafreis. Why? Because it's Mayim should really be Etzem is Kosher Midaraisa. It's only Chum Midrabanan. That's why we're going to be more lenient. That's
whenever we pass like Ketafreis is Mutter, we're actually paskening like Beis Shammai connected Beis Hillel. Whenever we say that there's a chib, we're using Ketafreis, then we're paskening like Beis Shammai.
I guess so. Okay, next caption. Shne Mayim Hashuvim Anitanim LeMikvah Shalim B'Yardim LeMikvah Reik SheTachtecha. That was the second case where you want to fill up. What we do Bizman Hazeh Mikosh in our modern day mikvahs, we want to fill up the bottom mikvah by flooding the top mikvah. Shnei mikvahs elyon v'tachton v'hayu be'elyon arvarim so mayim kashedim v'tachton ein klum nois nechay mayim hashuvim l'sech mikvah elyon v'mayim yodim l'malam esam mikvah v'tachton v'nas mikvah kosher l'fi shemayim hashuvim hanitan l'mikvah shalim kashem k'maysay. Flood it. That's the way you do. Make sure you have flood insurance before you do this. You flood it and it will fill up the bottom mikvah and everything is going to be good. Shalom al yishol. Now let's chaz the Mishnah inside the words of the Mishnah. Mitare nes ha-mikvoy Yisrael yabina tachtoin v'roich yabina karoiv keitzan mev yisilin shol chedes oi shol avor u'maniach yodoi tachtov ad shub mismali mayim u'moishcha mashikoi u'moishcha, and you cause the water to touch from the tabim to the silon is mashikoi, this hashaka afil kasara dayo, even if the amount of space and tabim of this pipe is going to be mashas is kutasara dayoi dayenu Ilu ilu, we only learned Masechta Mikvahos, and we came to the word Dayenu. If we only learned this Masechta, it has the word Dayenu. Vaita. Hayavi Elyon, our boy, we have 40 sun top one. In the top one, Vatachtan ain't a klum. Garnished and garnished. The garnished is always going to be in the museum. Ain't klum on the bottom one, Mamali, because of the Kosef. Kosef. You ever tell one of your patients, a guy told me over here, he has terrible shoulder pain, and he knows why he has it. Because he was nichshol, he did not bench immediately after he ate food. You're supposed to bench tekef l'achila bracha. And because he was nichshol, the word tekef is kosef. The punishment is shoulder pain. So you're a doctor. Would you ever tell that to a patient? The reason why you're suffering from this ailment in your shoulder is because tekef. Kosef is taken from you, did not bench immediately after you ate. Vital.
Depends if he's paying cash or if he's paying with the insurance.
Vital. Our boy himself, let's say we have a little because of this little actually tackle our boy himself. Good, Givaldic, we're done. Now we're going to mission the test. Koisel Shabin Shnemik voice. This is Sugyo from Babasra. Hezek Re'ir. Hezek Re'ir, the koisel between two mikvahs, koisel shavin shnei mikvahs, and this like that was cracked lashesi. Someone told me, by the way, yesterday, a big mumcha, he told me that the oilam, that art scroll, and Steinsaltz and Zundel Berman and Mesifta, they say the correct pronunciation is Yoma, Mesechta Yoma, not Yuma. Yuma is yeshivish, Yoma. The Yoyma Rabba, the Yoyma, so he says it's wrong. he says they have proof that the correct pronunciation is Yuma. In Aramaic, it's not Yom, it's Yuma. The B'nai Torah got it right this time. The Yeshiva Shagai's got it right this time. This guy's a professor, he spent his whole life on this type of stuff. He says they got it right this time. It's not Yom, our school is wrong. He says they have, I don't know, he has a whole, I couldn't understand what he was telling me, I don't understand. He told me they're all wrong. Art scroll is the maskilim. What Art scroll did and what Masifta did and Zudel Berman did, they have Yoma. This is from the maskilim. The maskilim yizoharu kizoharakia. You know why they're going to shine, the maskilim? They're going to be burning in Gehenna, hazoi grois. They're going to be shining from the fires of Gehenna.
Supposedly, the Yaakov coming up, he used to say
Hashutafen.
The first
share
that he gave was in the
Bible. Hashutafen. Oh, it's a Takhefer. Chisurei Michasra. Omar Abaye.
So he gave the first share. So they're making Chazik.
Hashutafen.
Yeah. Who is this guy?
I
can't even
read the word. Hashutafen. There's the Rambam and the Ra'avad. The Ra'avad. All right, all yet, he would correct me when I would say the Gemara like it was Kriya Sator.
Did
you? All yet. How is he, by the way?
You know, Mrs. Orlean called me and I called her back and she didn't answer, so I have to call her back. I don't know. You know, that mayor doesn't have the shul in Yad Binyamin anymore.
Why not?
I don't know. Go ask Kirby Carrigan.
What does he have to do with it? What does Kirby Carrigan have to do with it?
I think Mayor said, I don't know, Orly and told me that he had some deal going with the rabbi there, that it was, you know, it was like the Nasi, you know, that, you know, 1 week him, 1 week one with the other guy. So the other guy was a real Sabra, and he was the Americana Tziga Kimina.
Mikva. Vaita, next on the left side. Then we have the parish of Beinu Yiducham, Hamubu Beisweis, of Yerodea, Shnei Mikvois, Nisnek HaKoyes, and Lagoivoy, the Af Al-Pi, Shein Berech of Hasedek, Kishver, and Noid, Im Nitztarif, Es Shetach Hasedek, Kulo Yeshbay, Kishir, Shefer, and Noid, the Igu. New parish. You have to have the surface area. You have to have the area of a shofar sanoid, no matter what, whether you like it or not. The chiddush is, even though you don't have that area in one location as a circle, but it's only when you are mitzaref al good zachin, it's good enough. It's good enough. Okay, it's like the Ma'aseh of Yaakov Avinu. He wanted a person to go. A tzaddik comes to a place and needs to go to. he needs vaita.
Right. So according to the Rambam, shofar first, I know it is not needed.
You do have shofar first. You can combine all those areas together. That's gonna make the shofar first night.
According to the Rambam.
Right. According to the Rambam, you don't need anything. Right. According to the Rambam, you don't even need that. You just need it to be from top to bottom. You have to have it from top to bottom. That's what you need to go to the Rambam. So not go weiter. Koy sel shabin shem koy shem mistak lishusi mitzaref. Bilo edif, ein mitzaref. Ad shiye b'mokem echa kishveres nad. Horizontal is a murdi gemara. We live in a horizontal murdi gemara over here. That if you have a choice between going horizontal or going vertical, better go vertical. Vertical has more taikif. Or it all depends relative to what? Horizontal is more chomor. Horizontal, it's much harder to make a separation when you're horizontal. Think about a person who's buried. They bury people horizontal. Why? Because when the person is buried horizontal, he's not separated. It's much harder to make a separation. Look at the horizontal. Perish Harama 124. Nistak HaKoyis Lebeit L'chol Orkoi. Okay, so obviously it's suspended somehow. Then Ain't a mitzdarfim. Actually, he be named nekev kishefers and noid. We ain't mitzdarif perushoish and mikvoyz. Ain't a mitzdarfim. It doesn't count. We consider it to be two separate mikvoyz. Even though if he had exactly the same thing horizontally, it would be mitzdarif. Is that amazing?
So that means that you would lose 40 sa'ah. That means it would be 20 sa'ah, right?
It would be 20. It wouldn't be kosher mikvah. It would be 20. You wouldn't have a kosher mikvah. You would not have a kosher mikvah. Okay, next picture of the Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu Yerucham Shemuv Beisrei Sosham Mikvos Nistek Alkoyes Lirach Boi Be'in Beruchav Sedek Kishfers Anoid Aval Im Nitzdarf Es Hashedach Hasedek Kul Yesh Kishfers Anoid. Doesn't matter, it's no good. You have him in one location. Kishra Sedek Kul Arev Eim Esarf Es Hashedach Hasedek Kul Yesh Anoid V'Ochoyos Es Ve'in Kan Nekev Kishfers Anoid Magamecha Mikvos Eim Esarf Ve'in Esarf Peirim Shashedach Hasedek Eim Esarf. Good, gewalt. Back to the Mishnah. Koyes Hashedek Mikvos Nistek Lefish Shiv Esarf Rabbi Yehuda Oimer. Chilav Advarim. Ooh, look at that. Unbelievable. Noir of Oim. Chilav Advarim. Pumfakert. He holds Mamash the opposite. The Machlaik is over here. What's the Koyach? Is there more of a Koyach of separation? Vertical? When there's a breach vertically, horizontally, there's a Chibur. According to the Kama, when there's a breach vertically, this creates chibur. When there's a breach horizontally, not so fast. It doesn't create chibur. It's much easier to mechaber with your neighbor when there's a break, a vertical break. But when there's a break with your chaber that's horizontal according to the Tanakama, it's not so easy to be mechaber with your chaber. It's much easier to join to your friend, to become one with your friend, one rishus, to become one with another domain. We can combine my 20 with your 20 to have one big whole kosher mikvah. It's much, much easier to accomplish that when the crack between us is a vertical crack. But when the crack between us is a horizontal crack, according to the Rambam, big deal. We're two separate. We're not connected unless the crack is going to be so wide that it's going to be called kishefer esanoid. And Rabbi Yoyi says, pum fakert, next halacha, Nivritzu zeh b'soich zeh. Let's say it's nivritzu zeh b'soich zeh. Al rum nachayit keklibas hashum. V'al roichav kishefer sanoi. What does that mean? Picture 125.
That's exactly what the Igam Mefarshim meant.
Nifrat roish al kois al mafri. Ah, that's what he meant. Kval. So now we know. That's what he said. The siloin. But he said that about the siloin. Right. No, he said that the siloin, if the siloin is nigle, it's like this case.
Right, me and person.
But it didn't tell us what it means nigle. It never told us what it means nigle. He just said that if the siloin is nigle, it's like this case. But we still did not discover what does it mean that the siloin is nigle. So okay, let's see the picture. Nifrats roish akosal mafrid bein shtei mikvayis. It's nifrats. So roichav apiritza. So here it says the roichav apiritza. That's the thickness. And the goiva hapritza ka'oive klibas hashum. Roichav ha'mayim ha'magim ha'tzvas ha'koyitzel m'malmas hapiritza. Now roichav ha'pritza ka'shvarsanoid. The roichav is gilbush v'arsanoid. The roichav ha'pritza. Right. Goiva ha'mayim ha'mchav m'mes ha'shemekbois ka'oive klibas hashum. The goiva of the mayim. That's mechaber is the thickness of the shum, and the roichav is kefaris. That's fine. So the roichav is not, and the height of the water has to be klibas hashum. Gevaldik. Now let's.
Why is he giving us two different measurements over here?
There is the water. How much water must flow through? The width. The width has to be a width of kishefaris kishefaris hanoid, which is two fingers.
Right.
But the height of the water that has to pass is much less. It's klibas hashum.
Right.
The height of water doesn't mean the over here. It's just showing you a depth. It's not important. It's not really important.
Great picture. Oh, wow, it's an amazing picture. Right. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Now let's see.
I understand the height of the water. Right.
Okay. Now over here, let's see the picture okay, on the bottom quickly. Kishen nifrats roish akoyisel v'yesh beprita gova akoyvikel v'sashom. The height is v'sashom. Al roichav and the width sheitz boys kishefer esanoid have a mayim malames and piritza nasu shemik boys mukum chubadim zelizay gevaldik v'mechad chasav yachad mole or shneim chasem v'yesh b'yahem yachad kfurisa tevul v'shneim gevaldik you combine But the wood does not reach to the edge of the wall. Let's say, the mayim shemivoyis in the magim do not reach out at svasa koisel to the edge.
Doesn't go to the top of the coastal. Doesn't go to the top.
Doesn't go to the top. Okay. B'sholev hasmoli shalatziyor tzar shadechei apirtza goiva yoytze me'ovei klibas hashum.
Right. That's the barest minimum for the water to get over. Kach shamayim hamachav mesimekvos yevovei klibas hashum.
If a mayim shem mekvayis eidem magim atzvas akoysel, fine. Atzvas akoysel. Chumay b'sholev asmolish alatziyot tzorch shteh apirtza gevoya yoyser. The pirtza has to be gevoya yoyser me'oyvei klibas Hashem kedei shamayim mechabrim es hamekvayis yu be'oyvei klibas. Fine. Okay, fine. Okay, that's, you just explained the basic picture.
Right. The question is this a b'diavad or this is a this?
No, in lechatchila. You're just saying over there that the water has to come above that opening, the size of the water, the flow of water that goes between, that's flowing between, has to be a height of klipas hashom.
Right.
With a roichav of two etzpais. Okay, next. Shir shefer sanoi shnemar le'el b'mishna zayin hu shir gam b'nekev shebekoysel v'gam b'mayim. It's the nekev of the koysel v'gam b'mayim the hainu shegam b'mayim ha'mechavim es ha'mekvois yimalu es ha'nekev they have to fill with water v'yu b'shir shefer sanoi. וכן שירה פרצה מחברת בראש הקויסל בו אוהבי כלובס השום על רכב שפר סנועית. גם הוא שיר בפרצה וגם הוא שיר במים. וכן כשאין המים מגיעים עד סבס הקויסל, where the water does not reach to the edge, צורך שיהיה גויבה פרצה יויסר בכלובס השום, עד, if it does not reach, if you have to have a little bit more, צורך שיהיה גויבה פרצה, the height of the פרצה יויסר בכלובס השום, כדי שיוכלו מים באוהבי כלובס השום לחבר סמגבויס. The Yeshav and Nosef Sheina Koysel prepares a cloud. There's no birds altogether. Ala Maim Oivim Al Goiva Koysel Mishabim Mal Gavir Koysel. The Shia Hamayim Lechaber Samek Voice. Rav Nizahu Machloikis Hachamer Mehuda Mevulel Petzir 121. That was an old sugi. We have over here, the outer walls of the mikvah are higher than the wall in between. The water has to flow on top. That was picture 121. Let's see the picture one quick. 120.
It's the Sion.
No, 121. That's not the scene. This picture 121 is where the we did today. 121 is where the outer walls are taller than the middle wall.
Mm-hmm.
So when the outer wall is taller than the middle wall, then there's a machlokes. Do you need klipas hashum or do you need tefecham nas latviach? Here, the outer walls are not taller; they're the same size, but there is a pirtza. There is a nick in the wall. So then everyone agrees you have to have klipas hashum. See, here we're going to be more machmir. The reason why here we're going to be more machmir is because only a teeny mashu of water is connecting the two together. In the previous picture, the water is going on top of the wall entirely. So when the water flows on top of the wall entirely, then the Shem Yehuda that says you don't need to have such a thickness of klipas hashum, you can be more makel, you can have only a toifeach al menas latviach. Right? Over here we're being more makel. Over here we're being more makel. Oh, we're being more machmir. In this case,
What would Rabbi Yehuda hold in our case?
Even Rabbi Yehuda would admit in our case that you need the thicker shear of klipas hashum. The reason being is because here it's only connecting in a small area. In picture 121, you're connecting over the entire wall in a very large area. So when you connect in a very large area, there you can be makel. And there you only need to have tefecham nas latviach. But here where you're connecting in a much smaller area, even Rabbi Yehuda will admit that you need to have a thicker shear of klipas hashum. Okay, weiter. Okay, ha'ara b'chol chiburei mikvois shemushasenu shir ha'chibur hu gam b'mayim chumoshes bar lel kishen nistek ha'koysel l'chol goyvoi l'fi perish ha'rama. Okay, how is that shear be pierced a coastal by the ancient mind? Shall we understand in the best of the hair because of my magimat fasa coastal? Because of Mishnah, the time of the Shalama, I do in such a sedic shear shifers at night. Why don't you need there in the case? Mishum shech nesta kol goiva coastal, nesha va coastal, the forest of Mishnah and a coastal bench and a place. O Mela, Shechaz, Shnevi Kvais, Yasach, Lefi Dvav, Necha, Shashir, Pirzo, Shame, Shom, Bukoisel, Shom, Bukoisel, Vamayim. He didn't explain the reason, just saying some point that the reason why in the previous picture, the Rambam, picture 123, you don't need to have a shear of Kishif Aferis Hanoit, because when there's a Pirza in the wall, that creates, there's no wall. There's no such thing as having a wall that has a break in it. Even a mashu, a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. So if you have a wall and there's a appearance of, it's not a wall. Memela, there's a chasson in the veil in the kaisel. The din, there's a lamja din. This is nisht the kaisel. It's nisht given a kaisel. If you have a kaisel and have an opening, oh, there's a kaisel. There's an opening you have to be done. But if there's a breach that goes from top to bottom, even a mashu, there's nisht the kaisel. It's not in the mayim. He's saying there are tzvei dinim. There's a din, there's a koisel, but the mayim is mechaber. And then there's a din, you don't need the mayim to be mechaber. There's no koisel. So when you need the mayim to be mechaber, you need kishef aferes hanoid. The amount of water that's flowing has to be kishef aferes hanoid. But when there's no koisel, there's no koisel. We don't need a shear in the mayim. Sometimes the whole lam shavar over here, which obviously is the core of the machlokes and the mefarshim. When you want to be mechaber two different bodies of water, what's the chibur? Is the chibur the mayim, or is the tube the chibur? And is the tube the chibur, is the mayim the chibur? L'mayim nafkamina. Do you have to have the water in? Does the tube have to be a little bit bigger? When we say that's because Shafaris Hanoid, so let's say it's 2 inches. Does the 2 inches mean that if you can have exactly a tube that's exactly 2 inches, does that mean, what about the thickness of the tube? If you're going to count the diameter, I guess that means, where do you count the diameter of 2 inches? Is it from the outside of the tube or from the inside of the tube? Why would you want to count it from the inside of the tube? Because if you count it from the inside of the tube, that means you can have 2 inches of water flowing. But if you count it from the outside of the tube, you're going to have add two from the outside. The tube has 2 inches, but the water is going to be less than 2 inches. What shafts the chibur? Is it the mayim that shafts the chibur? Or is it the tube that shafts the chibur? L'mayim nafgamina, when you have a wall that's breached, kichut asar, all the way down, what's the pshat? Is it now, there's water connecting it, but the water doesn't have a shear? Who cares about the water? In this matzav, you don't have a wall. If there's a breach in the wall, there's no wall. So therefore, who cares? We don't even need to talk about the shear of the man. But if you learn that there's a wall and the water is the chibur, now you have to have a chash of a shear. Hear the word?
Yeah.
Rav. Okay, let's do this very quickly. I have to go. Rav, very quickly. Rav. Lishasi milamai lamata. L'erev mi bimin li smol. Chilavat vardim milamal lamata ein mitzdadef. It's not mitzdadef. Mimin l'smol is mitzdadef. Ein aloch Rabbi Yehu. We don't go like Rabbi Yosef. He says over here, Rabbi Yehu, we don't go like Rabbi Yehu. We go like Tanakama. Tanakama says if you want to be mechaber, if you want to join your friend, a breach, a vertical breach, is a much greater connection than a horizontal breach. Okay, right. Vertical always refers to being Adam Lamokan. Horizontal Adam in the Olam of Kabbalah, Adam Lachaveri. So the way you can break down fences to become one with your friend is through common service to God. To try to become one with your fellow man because we have things in common, a vertical breach to come together will never work. Shali shali v'shalach shalach, or more let's be more honest, shali shali v'shalach shali. And a meila, you're not going to have a chibur with your fellow man. The only way to come together is to have a chibur to your fellow man is via a distraction. God. God is a distraction. That's what he says. It's not what it says over here. You want to be mechaber with your friend? Break down the fences. You can break down the fence vertically or horizontally. Vertically means we're going to come together to serve the Almighty.
I would say it's more important that the Rebbeinu Shalom wants shalom than Adam Lachaver.
It's not a matter of shalom. It's a matter of glue, a cause, a purpose. I'll prove it to you. How did Klal Yisrael come together after the Egel? The Mishkan. They all came together for a common purpose. What was the purpose? How come they didn't go come make a bridge to Alaska? Why did they come together to go build a dam or to go build new highways to serve man or build a new hospital? We can build a new hospital in the desert. We can come together and make a new vaccine to cure all of the symptoms of corona. We have a cure for the cure. Why don't we come together? This doesn't work. Hashem brought them together to a project of Adam Lamakim. Okay, it was a project. I once heard, I think Gideon Rothstein, I once heard him say something like this. I don't know why I thought of that in his mind. Is that the Mishkan was, after the Egel, there was division amongst the Jewish people. It's your fault. They killed a whore. Division. The way to take away division is to come together on a common project. We'll build the light rail. We'll go and we'll build a satellite. All of the countries of the world, they come together to worship. It's very good. Global warming. It's the Ma'achid, the God of global warming. All the nations of the world come together. They're all going to come together for the economy. It's not going to work. Because Shali, Shali, V'shalach, Shali. Rabbi Yehuda says, like what you want to say. Rabbi Yehuda, he sees the good man. He was the one that said that the Romans are very good to us. They build beautiful bridges, beautiful bathhouses, so the oil can be nenefram. He saw a different dimension. He's a Democrat. He saw the good man. That was Rabbi Yehuda. Yenoisimam simonim. He gave them simone kashrus. He gave Simonim. He wanted to make a chibur al yidei, breaking down the barriers, the vertical, the horizontal barriers. But the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, because the Olam is a very dangerous place. The Palestinians, there are Hamas people, the Democrats, there are Rabbanim. All terrorists. We have all these times, therefore, male. The only way we can come together, Rabbi Yisai, is Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar. Oi, Gewalt. Weiters. Mordika, no, it's Mordika Hashkofi here in Mishnais. You don't see it this way, right? You don't see this. I used to learn so much Mishnais. I used to tell all these things. He couldn't stand it.
Okay, fine.
He couldn't stand when I would tell him about like when I tell him about like that he would vomit. I'll tell him about like that. Okay, let's over here the Rav. The Rav here says Nivruzuzebzeb. Haydu malamalav reisha koysel. Haydu it was brog Nivruzuzeb. Haydu malamalav reisha koysel. The dafka gushnisak koysel a nikov the very very top. But the rest of the wall is shalem. Berum kiklibas Hashem, uveroich vay. Then sage berum kiklibas Hashem, uveroichav, and the roichav kishefeferes hanayd. What? What is this thing over here?
That's very interesting.
Nochamal, Nifritzu zeru ze hainem lamala be rosh kaisel da kashin kishin nistak a kaisel a nikel lamala rosh shon hu divin in rosh shon hu divin on shifer sen an avo kishin nifratz a kaisel be rosh shon when the wall is nifratz be rosh shon yeah the amayim what does that mean the wall is nifratz be rosh shon we're saying over here da kashin a kaisel a nikav da kashin oh no he's discussing No, he's discussing here a case that the first part of the Rav, which is going back to explain, picture 118.
That's the hole in the middle of the wall.
Middle of the wall. The high number of Ma'ala B'Rosh HaKosel, period. Now, what does that mean exactly? So he goes back to explain. He goes back and explains on picture 118. The Dafka Kishin Nistaka Kosel, when the Kosel has a crack in the middle of the wall. In the middle of the wall. A Nikav. Okay, nistak or nikav, like in the previous cases, or nikav ulamala b'roish ha-sholem, who d'b'inan kishoferes ha-noid? We just need to be an opening, a diameter of kishoferes ha-noid, like picture 118 or picture 123, where you need, or picture 123, where you need also kishoferes, neither nothing, and if it's less than you need more. Aval kishon nifratz ha-kosel b'roish ha-noid, v'yamay mischavim sham, then sagi, then it's necessary, b'rum, a height of Keklipas Hashum, Uveroichba, you don't need to have a diameter. There is no diameter. You need a height of Keklipas Hashum, and the Roichav is Kishefer Sanay, like we learned, two at spice. Like everything we learned exactly the way the picture is, the way we learned. Okay, what does it say in Ikam Mepharshim? Ikam Mepharshim, Mishneh Tes. Ikam Mepharshim, Mishneh Tes. Hakdama, Mishnah Seinu Dana. Our Mishnah over here is discussing Dana B'Kaisel Shemayin Shnei Mikvayis a Kaisel between a Kaisel Shemayin Shnei Mikvayis Chasedim a Kaisel that's between two walls. The Kaisel Shemayin Shnei Mikvayis Chasedim. Shenistak l'arkoi or l'rachvoi or shenifratz b'roishoi milamala. Or it's nifratz b'roishoi milamala. Okay, the two parts of the Mishnah. Mitzvareif, perush harambam zal kavonas mitzvareif k'shin starfu shtei amikvois v'yashl mashir yachad achein. Aben yiruchem zal perush mitzvareif kol hasedek. It means all of the openings, the holes, the whole, all the area we make believe we could try to combine into one circle, which is kishaferes and night. Alchin Rabbi Yehuda Mefarish Misarim to call setting lishaferes and night. Chilav Zvardim. Rabbi Yehuda has put fakert. Tam hamachloek gisletanik amarak misedik milamalamatim misav kevin shiyesh kiim lesedik. Because there's a kiim to the sedik. Avol sedik loech of einem mitzdarif kevin since shemachmas koyver achelik ha'elyoin soif hasedik lehi sosim. Ooh, that's why. He's saying a whole new lumnus. When there's a vertical crack, what's going to happen? Eventually, the weight of what's on top is going to slide down, and it's going to be closed up. And if that's why a vertical, a horizontal crack is not going to be considered to be a breach, because the weight of the upper section will crush down on that opening. Rabbi Yehuda, kishaselik l'chol roichav ha-kodesh l'amayim mehifes pufakert, merachachin u'ma'arvin, esachelik ha-tachton shel ha-kodesh. It's going to weaken the wall. When there's a sedek on the width, then that means then the water is going to soften. It's going to cause it to shake. Umar is a chelik ha-tachton shel kaisel, va-kaisel ha-yeruah nechshav k'mish einay mitzdarev. When you have a crack along the horizontal section, it weakens the support of the lower portion. And mela, it's considered to be weak. It's a weakling. And that's why we say it doesn't exist and it's mitzdarev. Okay, there is no more k'mefarshim. Let's see the tabla. The table, what does the table say over here? Seref mikvois shakoisel b'neim nistak l'nifratz milamala, koisel nistak l'shasi milamala mata, tanakam raham mikvachosem misav mikvachosem misav l'shiyar b'msa, rabbi yudah mikvachos loy mitzvah from ad shisham nekev kishvers at night. Nistak akoisel loy rev, tanakam raham mikvachos loy mitzvah from ad shisham nekev kishvers at night. Rabbi yudah mikvachos misav yachal l'shiyar b'msa. Now we're going to chaz the mission again. which the words Kaisel Shabin Shem Mikvayish and Nistak was a Shasi, it's Tarif. Velo Erev, Ein Mistarif. Ad Shem Makanechon, Kir Shafaris and Nidab. You don't marry Kibuch at Bari Pumpaket. Never to Zebis, El Zal Rum, a high Kibuch Hashem, the water is flowing on top. Vel Rechav Kir Shafaris and Nid, then it's going to be good. That's called Never to Yachat, Zebis, 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 He's not saying the halacha. It's like a given. Just saying it's going to be good. It's going to be good. It's going to be kosher. All right. We're out of the Mishnah Yud. I have to go, okay? I really got to go. It's very, very late for me. I have to go. I have a lot of activities to do. Make a lot of trouble. Okay. B'yat Hashem. Tomorrow, Mishnah Yud. Mishnah Yud. Very hard Masechta here. Very hard Masechta. All right. Zay Gizunt. Zag, have a wonderful day. Thanks for being with me, for keeping me straight, for straightening me out. You're really, really a great person. You're a tzaddik. If there were more people like you.